We welcome the mayor of Amsterdam, Anne Thain. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, the recorded coverage of the Common Council meeting speaks of a tense gathering last night, but I was reading down on the story, and your comment was, well, you thought, yes, they maybe discuss or bicker or argue a bit more, but you're hopeful this will be a productive council.
And honestly, Bob, I didn't find the meeting last night tense. I think that there were some concerns as to, you know, where we still are with the budget, and the new controller is trying his hardest to get everything in order. But I think that there's really an air of civility now in the chamber that has been missing perhaps for quite a while, and it's such a pleasant change, I must say.
Huh. Now, I do notice, again, going by the recorder coverage, and in the interest of full disclosure, my former Roman Avenue School classmate, David Dibas, who's now on the Board of Aldermen, he keeps voting against financial things because he hasn't received financial information. So he seems to be raising, as I frequently, or one of my news cliches, the hue and the cry about things in Amsterdam.
Yeah, and I think it's responsible that he is pointing out that, you know, you can't do the audit really fully until we have closed out last year and we know where we stand. But we are certain that we are stable right now. It's just that the controller's office has been, you know, processing all of the taxes and fees and claims regularly. So it's really a close estimate as to where we are, but it's I think it's good that Dibas is doing this. He's a voice of reason there. And this is what the council should be doing always, is keeping a fine eye on accountability. And I think it's a refreshing change.
Alderman Richard Legiero had proposed that asbestos abatement be done, and apparently that's a prelude to demolition of the Esquire Novelty Building on Forest Avenue. Did that advance?
Yes, that did. The building is in a state of disrepair, so it must be tended to. It's becoming a health and safety issue. We do expect that we can be reimbursed from our Restore New York grant that we had received. We have $2+ million, and we expect that if the asbestos is remediated, this could cost between $500 and $1 million, but if it is not remediated, it would cost between $1 million and $2.2 million, because you have to pay for contaminated tipping fees. So we want to get that asbestos out before the building comes down.
It's embarrassing to say, I haven't been across the river in a bit, you know, being here on the south side. Has more of the Chalmers Mill come down? I mean, it looked like they were really moving. It was going to be down in a couple of days, but some of it's still up, or what's up?
Yes, the part of the cement building is still standing, but they've been working away at it. They had expected that they would have to stop probably in mid-December because of the weather, but because the weather has been so unseasonably warm until this, probably till today in 12 degrees, they have just been chipping away at it. But with the really cold weather and with the onset of snow, they expect to pull off for maybe a few weeks and then come back in early spring.
Mm-hmm. Anything else at the council meeting that you wanted to bring up?
You also mentioned the fact that, you know, I had the meeting with the...
The meeting of the controversy or the discussion over the meeting you had with party leaders.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's a controversy, because I really had never expressed or said that I would be inviting the council members. But what I did say in my State of the City speech is that both parties must begin to work together, because we are too small to be at loggerheads on every single issue. There are certainly commonalities in our problems and ways to get around of this. So I just wanted both parties to come in and talk about, in broad strokes, where do they agree? Where can we work together? And so both of the parties have agreed to submit names of individuals that would be willing to work in an appointed position on a committee or a board. We have zoning and planning and URA, and there are a myriad of committees. And that also we need to have intelligent, creative, and committed people willing to work if they are going to step up and be elected. And I think, you know, in the past, it's just, you know, whoever they can find to run. And I really would hope that both parties would be very smart about attracting qualified and experienced people to this $24 million, you know, business. Mm-hmm. This is 200 employees, and it's our taxpayer dollars. It's critically important that we work together.
But if the aldermen, if there are some of them have felt left out, and that's at least been a common complaint since you've been in office, that they feel left out. I mean, what about having a meeting that brings them in? Or if one thought I had, I noticed again that to bring up Alderman Dibas, apparently he proposed, he's wanting to have a meeting with the aldermen, the supervisors, the mayor.
Right.
Trouble, of course, you might run into open meeting issues. I mean, it might actually be a meeting. You know,
right.
You know, but that you wouldn't be able to have this private, which I presume was part of the way you maybe were able to be more productive in the gathering you did have.
Exactly, and with these two parties, because this is the first time they've ever done anything like this, they appreciated it being a private meeting because then people could speak frankly. But as far as the aldermen, I have, you know, I am always surprised when they say that they, you know, feel left out, because I repeatedly request that they meet with me, that we meet together, that we talk about current issues. Rarely do I get taken up on that, except by Dave Dibas, who steps by regularly, and Rich Legiro comes once a week to my engineering meeting on Tuesday mornings. I have reached out to the council and asked that they all respond in writing with their goals for the next 2 years. It goes very swiftly, time in governmental office, and so I would appreciate them telling me what they would like to accomplish in a two-year period, because I'll do anything that I can to get these goals accomplished. And actually, I really only heard back in writing from Gina DeRossi, and she talked about water infrastructure and demolition of buildings and continuing on with an organized road program. The others never responded in writing, but I've talked with Valerie and Dave and Rich Legiro, and they're concerned about the 2% tax cap, which is all well and good, and we should all try to be cognizant of the 2% cap. But I need to know how do they intend to meet this challenge, because we are already running our departments very, very tightly, with a very tight budgets. And in order to be really creative and grow our economy rather than just cutting, I'd like to hear some revenue-based ideas from the council.
Now, in your last answer, it seems to me you mentioned every member of the Board of Aldermen as you did something with, except Alderman Isabel.
Yeah, I never heard anything from him in regard to goals. So, you know, I know he's a busy man. He's working, and I would hope that he is thinking along these lines.
Okay.
I hope to hear from him.
Well, Mayor Ann Thain, I thank you very much for joining us today, and have a good day.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Take care.